Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back.
Hey, hi, hello, how are you?
Actually, they just saw us like 2 weeks ago. So yeah. To them, it's not a long time. That's always funny to me, though, because like it'll be like 3 months and then the last episode will come out and I'll be like, oh,
we have to record again.
Yeah.
Well, currently we are headed into spring real time. Excited about that.
Yes, the pollen is quite ridiculous.
Yeah.
Talking about Daisy getting real and rolling in the yard. It's where she's black. It's so funny because sometimes when she comes in, you can literally see like a sheen of pollen over her.
She's green.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just part of it. That's, I love, because we come into contact with so many people that have just moved here.
Yeah.
Like we're normally one of the first points of contact.
They don't know about the pollening.
And I think it's so funny. I'm like, yeah, you didn't expect that the foliage would try to kill you here, huh? Like,
yeah, you can always tell when they're not ready because they're a mess.
Yeah. And it's like the tricky part, too, to where it'll be like 80 one day, then like 61 the next.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of over that. Our new co-host, Josie, who hates closed doors.
So it really upsets her, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's not the ghost. It's just the cat.
Anyway, so today...
Got her sillies out of the way. Today, we're actually going to talk about something that's a little bit heavy.
Trigger warning. This episode contains graphic crime.
We are going to talk about a couple of missing children. And the way that we find out they're missing is a little bit wild.
Okay. I don't know anything about this one.
Well, today we are going to September the 23rd of 2012 in Bedford County, Tennessee. The McLaren home is on fire.
Oh.
At 9:30 p.m., some sources say passerbys, but if you look up, like, where the house is... It's set back from the road, and there are other properties on this house.
Share the same driveway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. On this house's driveway. So I'm betting to say it was probably a neighbor.
Okay.
Because this is pretty rural. This is like mine and your dad's house is rural. This is
that's kind of what I was thinking.
And so the neighbors report that this house is engulfed in flames. Inside is believed to be Leon Bubba, who I will henceforth refer to as Bubba McLaren, his wife Molly, as well as their two grandchildren, Gage Daniel, 7 years old, and Chloe Leverett, 9 years old. They also have a pet dog and a pet bird.
Thank you for including them.
Well, they become pretty important later, too.
Oh, okay.
So the McLarens became the legal guardians of their grandchildren when the kid's mom, Cheryl's mental health issues as well as some substance abuse became a little too much for her to care for the children. Chloe's father had passed away several years prior. Gage was diagnosed with Dandy-Walker syndrome, which I had never heard of before this, but it like really affects like your balance.
Oh, okay.
And a little bit of your mobility.
Okay.
So he wasn't the most stable on his feet, but he can get around.
Did he have to use an aid or a
walker? I did not see any reports of him using an aid. I think it was more like he just kind of like would grab onto something every now and then. Cheryl still, that's the mom, still sees her kids very frequently, though.
Okay.
They don't keep still Cheryl from her kids.
Okay.
Yeah. But the kids love living with their grandparents. They get to go do country kid stuff.
Yeah,
they get to go ride four-wheelers. Yeah. They get to go play in the woods. They have farm animals to take care of.
Right.
They have pets to take care of. So they are living large at Grandma and Grandpa's house.
Drastically different from home life.
Back to the fire. The fire crews are having a really hard time getting enough water to put out this fire. You're talking about some very rural fire crews.
Yeah.
Fire hydrants are few and far between.
Yeah.
And from what I can tell, they didn't have tanker trucks adequate enough to bus in their own water.
Okay. For a small community, that makes sense.
Yeah. So they're struggling. So nobody's been able to get even in to check for anyone. They're still trying to put it out. Cheryl gets a call from her sister, who comes and gets her and tells her that the house is on fire. Cheryl and her sister rush to the scene. The house is still on fire when Cheryl gets there. So it's not until like, I think 1 or 2 a.m. that they get the fire put out.
Yeah.
And then it's not until morning until the fire investigation starts.
Okay. But I mean, if it's been on fire in the middle of the night and you don't see your family
and
around,
the house,
I would assume,
is a total loss.
Yeah. So it's like,
down to the foundation. Molly and Bubba are very quickly found in the basement together. Now, this is strange because if they fell through the floor, they would be under what would have been Bubba's room. Bubba and Molly slept in separate bedrooms.
Yeah.
This is common for older couples.
Yeah.
Different health issues, different sleep times. Yeah. So they slept in separate bedrooms. But they were together under what would have been Bubba's room. However, there was debris on top of them.
Because that's the big thing, too, is there debris.
So look, that was a burp.
But is there debris to look like it fell, or are they just like laying on top of everything?
Well, the debris that was on them led investigators to believe that they were in the basement already.
Okay.
For whatever reason. Not sure. Another set of remains is found pretty quickly. So a third set. And it is thought to be one of the kids. Later, testing finds out it's actually the skeleton of the dog. So I guess small bones, they thought a 7-year-old.
Okay, yeah.
So this goes to show you that it's not fully cremating these people.
Okay, yeah.
It's not hot enough to do that. And even when you have a body cremated, like, not all of the bones burn.
Right, like, they're still bits.
Yeah. But they're finding full bones. They also find the bones of the bird. So it's really not hot enough to fully cremate anything because birds have hollow bones.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how they fly.
Shut up, really?
Yeah.
God, I love you.
But what they don't find is the remains
kids.
Of the kids.
Yeah, where are the kids?
And so arson investigators come in, and they can't pinpoint the origin of this fire. And they don't know if it was accident or arson.
That kind of feels a little unusual.
Yeah. Well
I guess not.
Extenuating circumstances.
Well, and it burned for so long that I guess everything
would
be was
like gone.
Even. But yeah.
So there's a couple things noted as to why it could have gone either way. Our girl Molly was on oxygen, but she still smoked in her bedroom all the time.
Okay.
Often. Okay. There were 30 plus propane tanks in the basement. What? Most of them were empty, but our man Bubba was basically a Hank Hill, and he was selling propane and propane accessories at one point.
And that already feels very flammable. And
yeah, there was some mentions that the home might have been a little cluttered, possibly hoarderish. But listen, we all know what them grandparents' house was looking like in the early 2000s and the 2010s. We know. We know.
Yeah.
Clutter.
Yeah.
So there was that going on. And there were several space heaters in the house as well. So there's plenty of things that could have went wrong in here.
That could look very accidental. Because, I mean, that's all the calls coming from inside the house. Right. Everything is there.
Right.
But also, who would know that these perfect
circumstances
line up? Right.
Exactly. And also, where are the kids?
Yeah, and where are the kids?
Because let's not forget that Gage has Dandy Walker syndrome.
Oh, yeah. So he has mobility issues. So
getting out in an emergency might be rough for him.
Right.
And why were his grandparents in the basement together in the evening?
And when a fire starts, too. Like, it seems like...
Molly's on oxygen. She's
right.
She would have to cart her oxygen down to the basement.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That's a lot of work. And especially if there was just a bunch of, like, empty propane containers in the basement, like, why would you be down there? And
why would you not just get out of the house?
And not just, like, huddle together and stay there?
Well, due to all of these findings, the TBI comes in and releases a statement that they do not believe the children were in the fire. And they don't know where the children are. They issue an Amber Alert that is still running. It is the longest running Amber Alert.
Oh, no.
Dogs and aircraft are brought in to search the wooded area behind the home, thinking like maybe children got scared, fled to the woods.
Yeah.
They're hiding somewhere out there. Nothing. The bio parents are very, very heavily question.
And even if the dogs aren't hitting on anything, that makes me think the kids would have been taken away in a vehicle.
You and me both, sis. The bio parents are very heavily questioned, but ultimately cleared, as far as I can tell. There is also, I saw one or two sources that said there was a possible inheritance scandal where the kids had just been named the beneficiaries of the will for Molly and Bubba. But if they have custody of the kids, obviously they would want anything to go to the kids in their raising if anything would happen to them.
Well, and I mean, either way, that doesn't really make sense. So you burn their house down and kill them and then take the kids. Well, like, you're just always going to keep the kids hidden.
Yeah.
What?
How are you going to get the inheritance?
Right. What's the long-term plan there? So that doesn't...
Right. Doesn't make any sense.
And it sounds like the situation was okay, so I don't think they had a reason to want, you know what I mean? The kids were okay right then. Why would they? I don't know. Anyway.
There have been a couple of, like, possible sightings of the kids, but nothing's, like, ever really come to fruition, including, like, one in California, like, across the United States.
Yeah. But, and I know some cases have been solved by like that, but I'm always so skeptical of those.
Yeah. Cheryl's still looking for her kids. Nobody has seen or heard from the kids, or none of the possible sightings have panned out to be anything. TBI did release some age progression photos of what they would look like now. But I would think at 7 and 9, they would still know who they are.
Yeah, that's the weird part. But then I have no reason to believe that the kids are not still alive because
nothing has ever been found otherwise.
Right, but
I don't know. And then it begs the question, who did this? Why?
Right, like why?
How did you find them?
Literally. That's perplexing. There's not many cases that I don't have strong opinions about, but I don't get.
I don't understand this one.
Even the motive, like you just really want those kids. And I don't. Could it be somebody that knew one of the biological parents and had something against them?
That is.
But then, like, why take both kids? Why kill the grandparents? Like, yeah. I don't.
It seems very cartel-ish to me.
Yeah.
Who do you owe money to?
Honestly, kind of bring it back around to Nancy Guthrie right now.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening?
What the fuck?
I don't think any of the ransom notes have been real. I think those have been people just like trying to get money. But like, why?
That's my whole thing. And the way that like it just fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
And I don't want that happen to Gage and Chloe. And I think if they're out there, they deserve to come home if they so choose. Because they're much older now.
Yeah. It kind of makes you think of like an Elizabeth Smart situation where have they just been so brainwashed that...
Are they still locked in a cellar somewhere?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Why? Huh. I bet anybody that has any like tips to turn in could
call. Yes, please contact the TBI.
I'm guessing it's 1-800-TBI-FIND.
Yep. Sure is.
We've been doing this long enough that I have that memorized. So yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, I stumbled across this one and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
What is this?
In 2012, is it 1992? You know?
Right.
That's the other thing.
But that fire just successfully covered up anything.
Yeah. And if it was that far out. Excuse me. But at the same
time. But with all those neighbors on that same shared driveway and nobody saw like a weird.
That's what I was about to say. That's what I was about to say. Because this is in West Virginia. And like here in Cleveland, Tennessee, you drive up my family's little road and they don't know who you are. They're all calling each other. So that's weird that nobody saw anything. I get even if your houses aren't close, like normally you see headlights or you kind of still know people's routines and behaviors. So.
Cool.
That's perplexing.
Yeah. So I felt the same way.
And I don't know what else to say. I guess we're just kind of done with this one. I hate that, though. That's fucking nuts.
Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.